Hi, this is Emily.
And this is Maddie.
And this is Spill the Meat,
a history gossip podcast. Woo!
Bitch, the pot, the tea is hot. And stinky.
What?
Because
stinky tea.
I'm gonna start a new mini series.
Oh.
And I'm really excited. And we're gonna call it drumroll, please. My historical hygiene series, which doesn't sound that exciting, but I have plans for episodes on history of like perfumes and soaps, bathing, makeup, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
So if there is. If you're thinking of that and you're like, oh, but aren't you going to do hygiene in this way? Aren't you going to do dental hygiene or something? Like, let us know and I will make sure to add it to my list. And if there's like one of those that I listed that you're like, oh, like perfumes and soaps, I want to fuck with that. Or like, can you also extend hair washing into hair styling? Like something like that.
Yeah.
I can do that. I'll just prioritize it. But today we're going to start off on the stinkiest of notes. And I'm doing an episode on historical shitting. Shitting through history is what I will be calling this episode.
Shitting through history.
We're just going to be shitting through history.
I have to like just jump in really quick here. Mm-hmm. Like because normally I would have been in the background like hyping you that whole time after every like thing you stated. But I'm like, ugh. And it adds a layer that this is the shitting episode because just for everyone's general information, Emily normally reads her episodes off of the computer that we are also recording on. But today she has like a little tablet thing.
Yeah.
And it's like close to your face and it is like glowing.
It is.
You look pretty bright, so beautiful. Hitting like your cheekbones and like lashes and stuff. And you look like holy.
You look like good with an underlighting. I'm not gonna lie,
no one looks good with the underlighting.
I do.
Yeah, you look fantastic right now.
And I can't do the like overhead I mean most people can't, but like the shadow on my slightly larger than normal nose cast down upon my mouth and then you can't see my teeth when I smile.
Okay.
That's like a problem that I
have. Wow, way to take a compliment and just like twist it into something.
I'm telling everyone that you look so fantastic.
So I'm sorry I was like absent there. I was like trying to focus, but I'm like, oh God, what is she going to tell me about today looking like that?
I'm going to look so holy as I tell you all about pooping.
Oh my God, yeah.
I love that so much. Wow. And I love shitting through history.
You're like wearing a headband too. And so it adds to like the like holy look to it all.
Yeah, and it's like a white.
Oh my God. Like, take me to church.
Oh, and we're going to shit.
Yeah, I would love to.
The facilities are fantastic because we will be shitting in that church.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's,
okay. So first, I'm going to tell you some interesting facts about pooping, just to like set the scene.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I would also like to note that because of this episode, my search history does contain, quote, Google fun facts about pooping.
Oh my God, yes. So. Are there and stuff came up?
Yes.
Like facts came up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I am like genuinely excited.
And my son is going through his poop is the funniest word that he's ever heard in his entire life phase.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so
this one's for him.
This has like been on the mind, you know? Poop's been on the brain.
His birthday's tomorrow.
His birthday's tomorrow. This is dedicated to him.
Yeah.
Happy third birthday. Birthday. Birthday, right?
Sweet baby.
Happy birthday, Slade. Here's some fun facts about pooping.
Oh my God.
But Maddie, when I die, please don't. You don't have to clear my search history, but I do need, if anyone else sees my search history, you have to be there to give context to why I searched for all these weird fucking things, because they're all because of this podcast.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
All of them.
We'll all know, like, all of the little honeybees
all
will
be like,
that was
from
the shitting episode.
Syphilis zombies, I remember that episode.
Yeah.
Oh, I know why she Googled, does syphilis make your nose fall off? R.I.P. girl.
R.I.P. girl, pour some meat out for a real one.
For a real one. Okay, fun fact.
Oh, yeah, about pooping.
Yeah, we poop out about 1 whole pound a day.
Wow, that...
Not Maddie, but like most people do.
not my family.
And also she just... I'm convinced she just poops out rainbows.
Yeah, glitter.
Yeah, glitter and rainbows.
Just a little...
And children only poop like slightly less than that.
A whole pound.
Poop contains more bacteria than it does food. just like comprised of more bacteria.
From what? From like your
from
intestines?
From your body, or, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, gut? Nice. Yeah. You're getting rid of that too.
You're getting it out.
That's nice. Get them toxins.
There's
out.
Like some indigestible plant matter in there too.
Yeah.
Ton of water. There's also some of your like intestine tissue that like sloughs off.
Oh my God, that's so metal.
Is
I
it slough
that.
Or slough? Slough. Sloughs off. I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
I sure do.
As everything passes through. The color of poop.
Okay, yeah.
It's from dead red blood cells and bile.
Right, dead things turn brown. That tracks.
Yes, yeah. This all makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not actually going to curse you with any more poop facts. We'll just, like, leave it at that. But,
you know, I was actually, like, getting more into it than I thought I was going to.
Well,
like,
now you're going to hear all about the history of pooping. And, Maddie, this, like, means so much extra, I think, to you because... Yeah. We've mentioned it at least minimum of two other times in this podcast, but mm-hmm. I will mention it a third for people who haven't heard you say it before. But there was a situation at our local mall where, mm-hmm. like, something happened with the sewage, mm-hmm. and Maddie, like a crazy person that I love so much and so dearly, stuck her head out the window to smell it and was like, is this how the past smelled like?
Just gagging.
Yeah.
Viscerally gagging. Yeah. And it's like, I love it, though. Can't get enough.
Exactly. Yep. Because I want to know. We've said before, we want to be transported back in time. I want to take one big sniff, and I want to be out.
Because, like, it did not smell like this. It smelled like something else.
It was stinky.
I just want to know what it was like back then.
I want to know how stinky as well. Yeah. Like,
well, and I want to know, like, that compared to holding, like, the orange and, like, spices, you know, like, in the thing up to my nose,
right.
too. Like,
yeah.
I want to, like, see the full... I want the full experience, and I'm not so unrealistic to, you know... Like, I can probably only take it for, like, 5 minutes.
That's the thing is, like, I just... I want to just bop in, smell it just so
Please.
I have to know. Maybe a couple breaths, and then, like... bought me back because I'm probably gonna like throw up.
Oh yeah,
but I don't know, we'll see.
Hopefully with any
because
luck.
There's different methods, like you're gonna learn a lot.
Oh my
you're
god,
you're gonna learn a lot about like
I
how
already have.
Dirty it was back then too, you know.
Ooh.
And then when we hear more about like hygiene and like bathing and stuff,
yes.
then we'll learn even more about like did how badly did people stink,
right? Because there's like misconceptions I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are going to start by historical wiping.
Okay. Wow. Yep. It's intimate.
Yes.
On Spill the Mean today.
Toilet paper was not a thing for a very long time.
No.
So
how
were they wiping with?
Oh my God.
Besides just like leaves.
Oh my God. Is there's an answer other than leaves?
Yeah. So there's some like, wild answer. Like, what the fuck were they thinking answers?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so there were a lot of organic materials that were used to wipe back in the day, like leaves or whatever. Even sticks?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we do have some depictions of wiping on ancient art that gives us clues that people were using organic materials.
They were
but
just...
materials are gone.
They're just sitting there and they're like, you know, people are going to want to know this one day.
Yeah.
We've got to get this down. We've got to let them know.
Right?
How
I love
it.
That. Yeah.
Thank
like
God.
On pottery, it's got like someone wiping with a leaf.
Okay.
Like, I'm so glad because now we know.
Now
like,
we know.
In this place at this time, they were wiping with leaves.
There's
good
leaves,
choice.
Bud. Yeah.
This is such a random thought, but I don't know if this plant is toxic at all, but I think if I had to wipe with a leaf, I would choose that lamb's ear plant.
Is it like
it's
a
like
wheat color?
No, it's like a light green and it like grows in like a flower shape right out of the ground. It's a pretty low to the ground
plant.
Fuck
off, I'm looking it up.
And
right
it's
now.
Fuzzy, 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 soft. So soft, so fuzzy. And it's kind of thick, so it's your fingers aren't gonna like rip through it.
Lamb's ear.
And poke yourself in the butthole, you know?
Oh, that stuff!
Yeah!
Yeah! Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no. Oh yeah. That's like a little velvet dream for the grundle.
That's my preferred leaf.
Oh,
I'm just saying that would be. I don't know if it's toxic.
No, but. Yeah, that's a great. I'll think about it throughout this episode, and I will let you guys.
A maple
know.
Could be okay because it's a little bit larger.
Yeah, I'm like,
but
I'm
not spite. But they're like pointy, and then you might accidentally like get a finger.
Yeah.
That wipes, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
But that's what, also moss makes sense to me, unless it was going to like crumble on my butt.
I was going to say.
But like a sturdy, slightly damp moss.
Yeah, at first I was thinking of like a pokey moss that like comes like off the bark of a tree. I was no. Then I was like, ooh, some plush
that
moss.
That plush.
But then it's like a lot of dirt, like a lot of dirt clumps. It's true. So I feel like it would crumble.
So they had some other ideas, and it's fucking wild.
Okay.
In ancient China, small, thin pieces of bamboo were bundled together and then covered in cloth.
Okay.
And they used that to wipe.
Okay. Just once? Like, that's a lot of effort for one thing.
I don't know. Wow. But that does seem like a ton of effort to me. In 8th century A.D.,
we're so privileged, like, in our time, like, oh my god, that's, like, so much effort for hygiene.
Right? Like I just want to throw it
in the toilet and flush it.
It annoys me so badly that, like, those flushable wipes are not flushable. Like, ugh, this is so inconvenient.
Oh my god. Now
they're
supposed to
be flushable.
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. So, but this one's fucking wild. This one's crazy.
Oh god. Is it alive? I'm worried you're going to say an animal.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, they used a thin flat stick to clean not only the outside of the booty hole.
Nope.
But also up inside the booty hole. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Ow.
What they doing?
Ow. Splinters.
I was going to say.
Splinters?
I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know it's clean because it's bleeding.
Once you know the anal splinters are there, then we're all good.
What a low key, not to shit on our own species here, but but like, what a evolutionary flaw,
right?
Like, butt cheeks be like really fucking us up here.
Apparently,
like sticks, flat sticks. You're like sticking it up
better
there,
than a leaf,
like making a circular motion, just scraping it out of there.
Yeah,
I'm just
I'm imagining someone with like a rubber spatula, like just like scraping off the last of like the brownie batter.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
from a bowl, and that's like people with this stick up inside their booty hole.
That is clean, I
guess.
I mean, it's splintered. It's splintered.
But
oh my god,
it gets better.
Does
because
it?
The stick's name is a chuggie. Have you heard this phrase, chuggie, before? This is slang.
Oh, okay, that's why
it,
I don't know.
It, like, peaked in, like, 2021.
Oh, that's definitely why I don't know.
And it was, like, very brief.
Chuggie?
It was, like, a word used for, like, specifically millennial women. Like, things that, like, millennial women like.
That's
like, live,
me.
Live, laugh, love, and, like.
Oh, no, that's not.
Yeah. Okay. Stuff like that.
I got it,
like,
I got it.
Oh, my god, that's so chuggie.
I have never heard that. Not
really?
One time ever. I'm not on TikTok.
Gosh.
Oh, my god.
It's chuggy. So yeah, that just kind of like adds to it for me that it's called a chuggy.
Well, why are they out here calling live, laugh, love people chuggies? I'm not one of them, but
no,
I mean,
yeah,
like,
well, it just like depended, like, you know, it whatever like was trending for millennial women. And it's always, why is it always words from women?
I was
why is it always new words to shit on women? But it was like, shit on.
Yeah. We say that a lot.
But yeah, it was a new word to insult. Specifically kind of our age group, things that are like popular.
I've never
like
heard
it's chuggy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's good. People aren't saying it to my face.
Yeah, also it like
that, say it behind my
that
back.
That word
please.
Died pretty quickly. Because people were also like pretty annoyed with it. It's like, oh come on. Do we
it
really
sounds
need...
terrible.
Yeah.
Like it sounds terrible.
Yeah. And it does like have I don't know, some zing to it when you say it. It's like you're seriously wearing that? It's so chuggy.
Ew.
Like, it does, like, sound really snotty, doesn't
it?
It
is. Like, it's harsh.
It's harsh, yeah.
Ooh, that word.
But, yeah, this butt stick was called a chuggy.
Okay.
So.
Well, there you go.
The Greeks and Romans had a few different methods to wipes, each as horrifying as the other. One method was using a ceramic disc, which was like pancake looking in shape and kind, I think also in size too, maybe a little bit smaller. Maybe it was like the size of like those silver dollar pancakes from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
But it's like about pancake shape and size.
Like the size of a silver dollar. Yeah.
But it's pancake.
Yes.
It's thicker. It's thicker than a silver dollar.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cause I was kind of picturing like pitch silver. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's okay. It's not jagged and a stick.
But it was ceramic. So it was like tearing up their booty hole a little bit.
I bet, dude. It have you great. Seen those statues, those buns?
Yeah.
Like ceramic discs are not, cannot hang in those hams.
Also, like, which way are they using it? Like, are you having to like spread your cheeks so wide that like you can wipe a flat disc that wide against straight up against your booty hole? Or are you like using the like
the thin side? The thin side. Yeah. Like a little credit card swipe. But like with
it. That sounds like it would take forever.
It does.
But the other way sounds like impossible.
Well, it sounds like,
or is it like a scooping motion with the thin side?
Well, again, what are you doing with it though? Like it has to be a one and done.
Yeah.
And then you just have to like get it on your hand.
That you could rinse off.
Yeah.
At least.
You would need it like right there. Well, yeah. I guess you could come back and
and rinse.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah.
It's just a lot. Like all these options are so a lot
to unpack.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, the other technique.
Okay.
Was most often used in public latrines.
Okay.
And it was a sea sponge attached to a stick. And that's, if that's not bad enough, it was also a communal butt sponge.
No.
Yeah, like there was some, like several in that bathroom that like everybody shared.
Okay.
Consistently.
Yeah. Wow.
Like a ton more to say on ancient Roman bathrooms because they were actually like amazing for their time. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the butt sponge a little bit more, but I'm going to save that for a little, like, we're going to touch back on that in a second.
Okay. We're going to touch back on the butt sponge.
Yes. I love that. Okay. I will tell you, though, that the butt sponge on a stick was called a tersorium, which translates to literally a wiping thing.
I was going to say, that is a mighty word.
It's just a wiping thing.
It's just a little thingy that you wipe with. Don't ever think it.
It's that wiping thing.
Okay. That everybody wipes with. It's
everybody.
Wow.
Yep. And then
I picture them putting it like in the, what's it called? Like Barbicide or something? That's not what it's called.
No.
The blue stuff.
Isn't that what it's called?
Is it? Wow. Go me if it is. I don't think so.
Sounds right, though.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean, though. Yeah. And, like, they just, like, go stick it back in something like that, right? You can't possibly pass.
They do have, like, a cleaning method for it.
Okay. Okay.
Which is very interesting. Okay. Okay. Which is something that we will touch back on.
Okay.
Which is why I'm leaving it here.
All right. I'm sorry. I got excited about the...
The butt sponge.
Yeah.
The tersorium.
Who wouldn't?
Tersorium. Yeah. It sounds fancy.
Yeah.
The idea of a sponge is like on the right track. Could you have like thin slices of sponge that like are that you just like throw away when you're done?
Yeah,
because that sounds like one of the more comfortable cleanly options.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But having just like one that everybody reuses, no thank you.
Yeah, a sponge.
Yeah. So lastly, for historical wiping, Regency era scrap fabric, moss, straw was most commonly used. Straw.
Yeah, straw. I was gonna say, I like scrap fabric.
That makes sense. I could totally see them like using that and just having to wash it, having to suck it up. Heck, I use reusable diapers.
Yeah, so, I was still like, and then you just like fucking bury it after. I don't know. But yeah, no, you could though, because could. I mean, like, there are
people who still do that, who like throw in. Because, but here's the thing.
That's
like,
a
nowadays,
much, that's a
things
better
are
option.
Very different because I have, my son did, cloth diapers for a long time. He still occasionally does, but like, wow, it's a lot of work, guys.
It is a lot of work. I've seen her do
great.
It.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of work. It's not for everybody. If you were like, ew, I hate that, like, I understand.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
not here to judge.
Don't do it,
I have largely been using disposables lately. All that to say, we have the technology where, like, when I would clean off his poopy diapers, mm-hmm. first of all, there was like a bamboo, like, cloth or not cloth, like disposable sheet in there, like compostable one. Ooh. So most of the time when he pooped, that would catch all of it.
There you go.
And so I would just take that mm-hmm. and I would throw that away.
There you go.
But then other times when like I didn't have one of those, I have like essentially like a trash can with the bottom cut out looking thing that has a chip clip looking thing attached to the top.
Uh-huh.
And so I would attach the diaper to that.
Yeah.
Set the tube into the toilet.
Yeah.
Take a bidet sprayer and spray off into the toilet.
Brilliant,
so I never had
Emily.
To touch poop.
It's brilliant.
It's so great.
Yeah.
We have the technology.
We do have the technology.
They didn't then though.
No, they
so
did.
That scrap fabric was just like with shit on it was just like that maid was barehanded
yeah,
just like scrubbing that on the washing board.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So yeah. That's the difference.
That is the difference. Yeah.
Unfortunately. I'm just saying, like, I get it.
I get that. That's what I'm it going sucks. For so yeah. far, I but, think. But, like, yeah.
that's their only options.
Yeah.
Modern toilet paper wasn't being sold till like, the mid-1800s. So this is why you will never catch me saying I belong in a different era. I belong right the fuck here with my flushing toilet mm-hmm, and my rights.
Mm-hmm. Tim Ply, bitch.
Yep. This is where I belong.
Yeah.
Quick question though, Maddie. I couldn't find anything about like wiping a bum or shitting in the Tudor times. I found a little bit about like what was, it didn't change a lot for like a long time. Yeah, like yeah. toilets, you know?
Okay.
But do you have any like weird random facts about like Tudor times and like tucked away in your pretty little head?
The way that I wish that I knew what they wiped with. My only Tudor toilet knowledge.
Yes, please tell yeah, me.
Hell, I have. We talk a little bit about it in the Dirty Jobs episode.
With yes,
the stool.
Uh huh.
I do know they were there. And if the king or queen needed help wiping, they uh-huh. would step in and do it. They had to be doing cloth, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I would assume.
But I, oh God, because Hampton Court is like my, oh, if I could go anywhere on planet Earth. Like,
yeah.
I dream about it. Like, yes. Like, oh my God, I cannot. Hampton Court, Henry VIII had like this giant, like the biggest privy latrines built ever. And it's like this huge,
yep.
huge, long building.
Of course he did. Yeah.
And so there, I don't know what they're doing because you're all just like sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
So like uh-huh. you just have, do you, is it like, BYOW, like bring your own,
yeah, like, yeah, could or, have been,
yeah, because we're past the group sponge.
Yes, like no, we are definitely past the group sponges yeah, at yeah. this point. From what I could see, it kind of stays moss straw fabric for a long chunk of history.
They love rushes.
Yeah. So yes. That could have been a rush, you know,
something like that.
Yep, that would not surprise me.
Ooh, I want to know.
But now we're gonna like that was wiping. Now we're going to do the toilets.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yep. Yeah.
So we're going back to the Bronze Age.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds like YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I totally thought about that. I actually think I mention it in here like, oh, like we mentioned yeah. in that episode.
That's like how we start our YouTube episodes. It's like going back to the
Bronze Age. Exactly.
Neolithic.
We talked a lot about that. Ooh. Okay. So this is when humans are really starting to This is like goes back to like the farming
uh-huh.
kind of thing that we talked about in a YouTube video is like this is when humans start to like settle down and create like communities and like have like stable farms where you aren't moving around all the time. Before that, like humans were largely nomadic.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just moved around. And then like eventually we were like, this soil actually grows like really yummy food. Let's like just stay here all the time.
Why
and then
why we leave.
Yeah, yeah. And then like cities were happening with hundreds of thousands of people. Like that was a thing at this time, like surprisingly. But when you are staying in one place, you have to figure out how to continue shitting in one place.
Yeah.
Without
shit, where you eat?
Wading through poop all the time. Exactly.
Oh, God. That's stressful.
Yeah. So people of the Bronze Age are smart. People on farms are using their poop to throw into, like, the manure pile. And they're using that manure to fertilize their crops.
Perfect.
They're composting it.
Love
so
that.
They're super, super smart. But they are shitting more than they need sometimes. Farmers are a little more okay because they're rural and, you know, they can use that and everything. But sometimes not always. But they can run off into the woods and take a shit. You know,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
fine.
There you go.
They have options. Farmers have options.
Yeah, yeah.
The larger civilizations, though, they're starting to form. And when you wake up in the middle of the night, you're not going to, like, walk 3 miles out of town to poop.
No.
Like, you just want to go right here, right now.
Yeah, like, no, I got poop, though. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is when people start to realize that water, especially moving water, is a great place to take care of business for many reasons. Terrible idea for many reasons. Mm-hmm. But the water just is, like, whisking the crap away. And then, like, once it's under that water, the smell is gone,
out
right?
Of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. And, like, the gases that our poop creates is insane and can explode. So, like, it's good that, like, it creates, like, methane gas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you get enough of that in a compact space and, like, light a little spark, like, it's going up. So water is ideal. It's just like whisking it away. It's unfortunate, though, if you also need clean drinking water, which assuming people do. So the situation's not ideal, not only for humans needing access to clean water, but also for the ecosystem. Because poop is mostly bacteria, as we know. And a lot of bacteria in water that the ecosystem was not made or prepared for.
Oh, God.
It suffers. So toxic algae's forming, marshes are dying.
It's not great. It's not ready for that.
No.
It's not ready for that diet, for what is happening in those intestines. No.
Yeah. It's just like if sometimes like your dog pees and like the grass grows a ton, but then sometimes your dog pees and it kills the grass. It's because like your dog's pee has nitrogen in it, which nitrogen in certain amounts is great for certain plants, but too much nitrogen and it just like kills that plant.
There you go.
Which is why everyone should have clover in their yards, because clover can handle nitrogen really well.
Well, you're learning everything.
I actually just knew that because I have a clover lawn. And they're fantastic.
Yeah.
So cushy. So cute.
They're so cushy.
They're so cushy and cute. I love them. Because my dog has the most nitrogen rich pee, apparently. Because he killed everything. But some richer places have it made. One palace in the Bronze Age had a system installed where the roof would collect the rainwater, and that water was used to flush the waste away from the palace through ceramic pipes. Like,
wow,
these specially made pipes that could, like, fit into, like, that connected together.
Damn, yeah. Incredible. It's a fucking problem. That thing. Like, wow.
It's just, like, something you don't really think about that they have to deal with.
Water.
Like,
yeah, no, they thought so much about it.
Yeah, but for the average person, they're kind of fucked. Yeah, like, there's poop everywhere. But let's talk about the big boys now. The fathers of the sewer, if you will. The Roman Empire.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is my Roman Empire. Okay. It's the Roman Empire in their sewers. Yeah, they had huge cities that had to be capable of discarding literal tons of shit.
Oh, my God.
Per day.
Yeah.
So they constructed the Cloaca Maxima, which was named after the goddess Clocina. And she was the goddess of cleanliness.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The cloaca is like a big thing.
Yeah.
This was a big deal. These sewers were huge. Like a truck. Like a big Ford truck would likely be able to fit through these sewers.
Wow. Okay. Uh-huh.
They could withstand serious flooding. And that was a huge part of these sewers too. It wasn't, it's like, that's a big part of sewers now is like draining away excess water. Mm-hmm. And so they helped the prevent the city from flooding, and they siphoned away all excess water when there were downpours. Unfortunately, a lot of the outflow of the sewage was into the river, so like the River Thames was fucked. Yeah, which thankfully it got away from Rome, but it screwed over anyone living down river. What were they gonna do? So the elite of the Roman Empire tended to stick to their chamber pots, which, if anyone doesn't know, is a pot that you go to the bathroom in, essentially. Yeah. Like, it's just literally that simple. They could look all sorts of ways, be all sorts of ways, be made of all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
They could be under a chair that has a hole in it. Like, they could not. You could just squat over it. Like,
pot,
yep, it, I don't know.
Is it a chamber? Is it, or is it a pot? Is it a chamber?
It's a chamber pot. Are you shitting in it? It's a chamber pot, baby. That's what it is.
There it is.
So yeah, if you didn't know, that's what it is. But these have to be manually dumped, obviously, by either servants or, this is a Roman Empire, slaves. Slaves were huge. The upper classes would fund public bathrooms, however.
Okay.
Not because they were being nice, though.
Oh.
But because they selfishly didn't want to walk through waste when they were in town. Which is, like, fair that they don't want to, but I, like, wish that, like, the reason they were doing it was more pure.
Yeah,
like,
we were almost there, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, you know, the reasoning behind it wasn't awesome, but, like, the thing that you did was good. Yeah, so that
thing
good.
Came out of it, yeah.
So what, yeah, whatever the reasons, I'm glad they had somewhere to go that wasn't in the street.
Yeah.
These public bathrooms were like great in the sense of like, there's public bathrooms. They exist. This is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also it also sounds great when I tell you that like the seat that they are all sitting on is made of a slab of marble. That sounds like very bougie. Like, ooh, they're taking care of them. Yeah, real cold. Your booty's gonna be cold. But it's nasty, gross in here, like, okay, in these bathrooms.
Yeah.
They are rarely cleaned, rarely. And as Maddie and I know, when we just went to Hot Springs, like, a month ago.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
There was, like, a Parks and Rec bathroom that looked like someone, like, was standing on the seat and, like, explosive diarrhea'd.
How did they do it?
Not even diarrhea. It was, like, too thick. It was, like, a paste. It was disgusting.
I don't know what I saw that day.
It was horrifying.
It looked intentional, but
it did.
Otherworldly. But, yeah. Not a fucking day.
I am just really unsure how that was humanly possible.
And, like, I don't know this for a fact. in the public bathrooms at, like, the mall or something where there's, like, a bunch of stalls in a row and, like, the stall's closed. I tap it open and, like, glance in, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, nasty stuff.
Oh,
I cannot 100%. Imagine, like, what this was, because we have, like, fairly, you know, comparatively high standards now from back then.
Exactly. You
know, like, they're just happy it's out of the street. Like, no, I can't imagine what this looked like. There's probably
when
it,
like,
stuff...
a drunk person, like, wanders in and shits everywhere.
Oh,
like,
God.
Who's, like, going to be there to clean
and
that
shits
up?
At the same time, and, like, stuff is caked places.
Exactly. There's not... And then, like, cleaning it. Like, there's no paper towels.
No.
Like, what are you going to do? The rooms had really little airflow, too.
No.
And really low ceilings.
No!
Yeah.
You guys!
I know. Doesn't that sound, like, awful?
And it's, like, hot in there.
It's
so
hot. But somehow the seat's still cold and not in a pleasant way.
No, and people are, like, sick back then a lot of the time and, like, just right in front of everybody.
It's really, yes. Oh, and the holes are, like, so close. People are, like, thigh to thigh.
Shut up. Yeah. They're not thigh to thigh.
No, they are basically thigh to thigh.
No, you need to fucking leave room for Jesus and the public latrine.
Yes.
It's
wild. There are pictures. They still exist because they're made out of a slab of marble. Like, some are further away than others because, like, a few of these still exist, right? So I'll show you pictures and I'll post pictures on our Instagram.
Oh,
Spilled Meat Podcast
this is just
on,
like,
Instagram. And
like, we're gonna lose so many listeners. Bye, guys. It's been fun. But it's just, like, hitting home for me because I was so sick.
Yeah.
I was so sick so recently.
Yes, you were
this,
really,
like,
really sick.
I don't know what it is. It's it's a virus because other people...
Definitely,
it's
like, the stomach,
like,
flu or something. Yeah.
Fucking bedridden for, like, 5 fucking days. It's horrible. And so this is all, like, oh, God. But, like, being that level of sick, like, thigh to thigh.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm trying to, like, do the dance of, like, puking and shitting and, like, in unison. But there's, like, a thigh right there.
Yeah, that's when I would literally crawl out of town.
Yeah, no.
As far as it would take.
Yeah.
Crawl out of town to find a private place in the woods to do my business in a hole.
Yeah.
Like, that's
dig
way better.
An entire hole for my body and lay there and, like, on my side and whatever.
And then you're going to keep puking because the smell
the
in
thing.
There
that's
and
the
low... And, like, nothing I love more when I am nauseous than, like, cool, fresh air hitting my face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there is no fresh air.
No.
It is hot.
No.
Yeah.
And when you're, like, shitting sick, and, like, you know, we've all been there. Like, you're in, like, that sweat that you're breaking out in, everything.
Exactly.
And, like, you're touching a stranger's thigh with your thigh.
There was a little more privacy, they said, because of, like, the togas, the way togas are, is, like, no one could see you doing your business, technically, but you're still, like, touching a person.
Why am I... Okay, no, because I'm picturing, like,
pulling your pants down.
I'm picturing, like, bare thigh.
Exactly. But
toga helps.
They're pulling up a toga. It's probably still covering, like, them at least down to the knee, I would guess.
Yeah.
Just not in the back.
I would still, like, a full foot in between us, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's still, like, a full stall.
Yeah.
Hell, like... Europeans, people from other countries come to America and are like, you guys have, like, way too big of gaps on the underside of your stalls. Like, this needs to go, like, floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
There's too big of gaps, like, between the doors. Like,
there is
stalls.
Big gaps
there
between
are big,
the doors.
Like, it's
That's
not hard to, like, look over and, like, see right into a stall for sure. So the togas did help, but let's bring it back to those tersoriums.
The
butt sponges.
Yep.
So... There's a gutter at the feet
mm-hmm.
of these bathrooms.
Okay.
And so historians were like, the fuck is that? What was that for a while?
Yeah.
Until they realized that these gutters had either salt water or vinegar water in them. And that's where you would dunk the tersorium to clean it.
You know,
it's better than just wiping.
I
would not have put that past them. And, and honestly, like, I didn't put too much thought in it earlier because I knew you were going to get there. But it was like, they're probably just, like, saying, hey, pass the thing, you know, and, like, going. But, okay.
It's something.
That is something.
I do enjoy that, like, at least they were trying to clean them some way. Because, like, eventually it would just be caked with poop if you weren't.
It would just be caked with poop
if you weren't. I mean, here's the thing. Salt water or vinegar water? It didn't help enough.
No.
Listen, if Joe had butt worms, everybody who used Joe's Tersorium has butt worms.
Yeah.
Bum worms, if you will, if you watch Bluey.
Bum worms. For sure, everyone's probably got a case of the bum worms.
Yeah. All right, and hitting medieval Europe now, we're still rocking a chamber pot for the elite. Mm-hmm. That continues for a long time. That is not going to change. But just letting you know, chamber pots were mainly, but not exclusively, used for the upper and middle classes. But they, like I said, they're not going to go out of style for a long time.
I was going to say, like, I wonder why, like...
No, it's just like the
if you have a pot to donate to the cause.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking lazy. I'm trying to, like, not leave that room.
That was the big thing, right? Storing it under your bed and having it right there for you.
Yeah.
So right now, chamber pots are, surprise, surprise, being emptied into waterways. Yum. But now they're commonly being dumped into cesspools or cesspits, too.
Okay.
Which, just so you know, a cesspool or cesspit, they're kind of used interchangeably, is a big hole in the ground, basically.
Yeah, and you just
dump poopy in there. all that cess is going in there. This is an improvement, though.
Yeah.
And farmers, again, can throw most of theirs into a manure pile to compost into fertilizer. The chair that I talked about earlier is called a commode, which... people still use that word for a toilet.
Yeah.
But right now, it's a chair with a hole and a chamber pot chilling down under that hole.
God, you don't even have to get super squatty.
No, you don't. You can actually just, like, sit there.
It's plopping.
The whole reason, I don't think I'll be able to find the video, but I can try. The whole reason I did this episode is because I came across a video on some social media. It could have been a reel. It could have been a TikTok. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And it was a girl who, like, was showing an old commode. Mm. And it was, like, a beautiful wooden cushion chair.
Yeah.
And then she took the cushion off.
Uh-huh.
And it had the hole, and she, like, pretended to, like, sit down and go, and then got off of it and, like, lifted the seat up. It was on hinges.
Yeah.
So it made it extra easy. Love and then a lady came as a maid came in and, like, picked up the chamber pot and pretended to empty it and brought it back.
Yeah.
It's like, this is so smart. That's like, so, for the times, that's great.
It's just a little thing, you know, that, like, you don't think about.
Yeah.
Like, that was just a tiny part of their day.
And it was just like a chair.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah. And the fact that there was, like, a cushion that did go on it so you could actually functionally use it as a chair was really interesting.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. The second I, like, see the toilet, I feel like I'm about to pee my pants.
Right.
I don't know if it's, like, it's Pavlovian in it. Like, I'm about to pee when I see that thing. So I'm like, if I was just, like, sitting on the chair that I, like, pee on, I would feel the need to probably pee all the time.
No, I would too. Because, yeah, like, if you're on your way home, if you're driving home and have to pee, and the closer, I know that, like, obviously the longer,
the more time's going by. But
no, there is something about, like, your body knowing that you are right there and, like, I'm in my garage right now and it is, like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your body is just, like, getting ready. It's getting prepared. It's like, here we go. Here we go. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, no.
So I don't know if I could sit on one of those. But great idea.
Oh, I love it. For sure. Mm-hmm. I think I'm someone that probably just needs a designated pooping chair.
Exactly.
And I would like a cover on it. Not a cushion.
Yeah. Maybe, like, that's what they were using. The cushion seemed to be on a piece of wood. So, like, it was
nice.
Because then you'd kind of, like, fall in if it was just a cushion, you know? Yeah. Like, the cushion would sink into that hole a little bit. So, I think there's, like, a piece of wood under it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You're so nice when you explain things like that to me. Like,
because I don't think, like, who would thoroughly think that out?
I think, like
not a lot of people.
Really? No, because after you say it, it's like, there was obviously something under the fucking cushion.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it was just, like, a well-constructed cushion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend, too. Oh, I love you so much.
Tell me more about
you. And I also, 100%, like, I swear on my children's lives, I do believe you are one of the smartest people I know.
Oh my God. Yeah. I did not know where that was going at all.
Yeah. I do believe that. Oh, so whenever you're like, oh my gosh, I was so stupid. I'm like,
I'm not.
It wasn't though. Like, and if it was, it does not reflect on your intelligence.
Every single person who's been here for this podcast is like, Emily needs to get out more. Save Emily. She thinks Maddie's
smart. Not at all. We have all heard your very well researched episodes. Gosh, including Catherine that we're about to record after this.
I'm like, not okay. I'm gonna cry.
No, you can. Emily, I'll go get the tissues.
Like, I think that you're so like just oh my god, like one of the most like well written, most well spoken people.
Thank
ever.
You.
So, like, that coming out of you just, like, means
I am
so much.
Fully also a ditz, but I own it. Like, with, like, really common sense shit, too. It's really unfortunate. And I recognize when it's happening, and I'm like, fuck. Why? I, like, such a fucking ditz.
This
it's okay,
went
though.
Full circle back to the beginning of this episode. And I tried sure to pay you a compliment. Sure like, did. I'm over here just, like, choking on, like.
I'm so sorry. I'm working on it.
We're both the worst. I'm, like,
yeah,
literally.
It's really hard.
Not doing well over here.
And like, you also did that and turned it into
what
an
is this gunk in my throat? Yeah. Like, why is that happening? Because you said that you think I'm smart.
It's the emotions.
Oh, God. Anyways. Like, anytime you guys write in with something nice, like, this is what's fucking going on.
That's what's going here, like, on through our heads.
Like, dying.
With the European cities, right? They've got their chamber pots and everything. And I know a lot of us have this idea that medieval European cities are stinky and covered in shit and piss.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's not totally inaccurate. There was some piss and shit. I'm sure it stank.
Okay.
But I was surprised to learn it was super illegal to throw a chamber pot contents out into the street.
Was it?
You could get a huge
good
fine for it. Yeah.
Because, like,
it wasn't
yeah
like that was just like the common thing and it was fine to do. No, it was like you could get in trouble.
Okay, because I absolutely thought that was the
that was just the
common
way
practice.
That is what you just
yep
did.
And
that's
you,
absolutely what
yeah
I thought.
If you're nice, you like give them a warning and that's why uh-huh the buildings were like that is literally what I thought.
That's what I thought too. Yep.
Wow.
But no, it was super illegal. However, there was this just like a fun anecdote. There was once an entire apartment building in London whose landlord didn't give them access to any kind of bathroom in the building. Because these buildings would usually have a bathroom to share between everybody,
okay,
at the very least.
I was going
to
say, like, what did they do then?
Yeah.
But, okay. Because
as a protest, they started throwing their waste out the windows.
Okay.
Which seems a little self-sabotagey, but
it does.
It probably worked.
Is that where we get the whole, like, notion? Because, like, that's in, like, movies and stuff. Or, I mean, people do, like, stupid little, it's illegal to litter. But
yeah
people are throwing shit out their car doors all the time. Fuck you if you do that.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Yeah.
I hate you.
Why am I like
is that like on the same level, I guess?
Yes. Yeah. I think like it definitely
so
was illegal and stuff. Like it happened
yeah
for sure though.
Cause, like, yeah. Because you could just be like, well, it's under this window.
Exactly. Yeah.
God. Yeah. I don't.
Well, yeah, like, I think, like, the communal bathroom was probably some sort of outhouse or back house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
with
yeah
a cesspit yeah underneath. It was probably, like, a communal commode that went yeah down into a cesspit.
And you, like, bring
is what I would assume. Or, actually, I do know
there
that. No, you wouldn't.
Oh.
So, this communal bathroom, like, so what it probably was kind of like an outhouse or whatever, mm-hmm, but probably, like, a little bit more inside, like, in the building,
gotcha,
right? And then they had men who would come at night and clean them out.
Okay.
And you would have to pay them for it.
Okay.
So the landlord, it would have been their responsibility to build and also probably maintain that.
Okay.
And so this landlord, a lot of buildings did have that.
Right. And so you
this
would not
one didn't
need the chamber
yes
pot because
yeah
you're going there.
Yeah. Gotcha. Or you could even just dump your
chamber pot
okay into
so
that.
Okay, so you're taking your chamber pot
exactly
with you.
Exactly.
Okay, got
yeah
it, got it, got it.
That was the impression I was getting.
Yeah,
is,
no,
like,
that,
that's how it rolled.
That's how I feel too. That's
yeah
logical. Yes.
Yeah, but
okay
stinky job.
Stinky job.
Yep, terrible, nasty job. That's one of them.
Yeah, it sure
is that person.
Like muckrakers or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what they call them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're throughout history, like, the name changed, but
oh,
yeah,
okay,
that was one of them, yeah.
Muckraker.
Yeah, oh, God. a lot of toilets were public, though, and situated on bridges so that the poop could fall into the water below. Again, Thames River is suffering. It's not doing great right now. Nice. She's stinky.
She doesn't give up.
No, she's
like,
still
she's
going, yeah.
God, look at her go.
Some of these toilets you had to pay to use, but there was also some really actual cool rich people who would pay to build and maintain public toilets, this time just to be nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, that's that just, like, gives you hope.
Right? Like, thank God for those people.
Seriously.
Like, it wasn't, like, a selfish, like, I just don't want to walk through your poop. Which is, like, again, fair, but still.
Fine, as long as it's getting done. But
exactly.
Like, good for them.
Yeah, because some of these people were putting it in their will that, like, this money, after I die, is, like, in a trust that is going to go to this public toilet. That's and, like, this money will go to maintain it and, like, hire someone to clean it out and stuff. And so, like, they're not benefiting from it. They're dead.
Right.
Thank and so, like, God that was a purely out of kindness thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they did get, I'm sure, some great, like, after death karma points, though.
You know?
Up in the afterlife. They're still racking up those points. Yeah, but, like, still. So other toilet things happening in medieval Europe. Some homes had garter robes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where waste was supposed to drain out of a second or third story drain into a pit below.
Okay.
But some people would just, like, let it just fall into the street, not into a pit. Like, the pipes would just, like, pipe it into the street, which was majorly illegal.
I was going to say.
And you would get a huge fine if you didn't have a pit or if you just, like, let it overflow.
So just every day these people would just, like, get a new fine because it's, like, running down the...
Yeah, but if you can't pay to have someone, like, build this pit or, like, the night person to come and, like, rake it out, then, like, what? You just, like, take the fine and, like, I hope you can pay it or don't, like, and get arrested, because what else do you do? Yeah. So...
Chamber pot.
And it's, like, hard to, like, hide that. Like, there's literal
shit. I was gonna say, like,
and there's, this, like, stains down the building.
It, you live there, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, this is... So every fucking day, they're like, oh, that looks like fresh shit. Here's your daily fine.
Exactly.
Like, I don't...
I'm assuming the policemen were probably pretty busy, so, like, maybe they didn't get a fine every day, but they're still getting them. It's easy to get caught for that. But back houses are also becoming a thing, which is basically an outhouse or an old-timey porta-potty, if you will. Mm-hmm. So if you were in a castle, though, which, remember, castles, like, I always think of, like, castle-palace, like, synonymous. I just said callous, so there you go.
Thank you. It's a callous.
Or a castle. Castle's better. But, like, I always think of them as being synonymous, but, like, I know logically they are not.
Yeah,
castles were fortresses.
Yes.
Like, that was the purpose. A palace was where royalty would live to, like, enjoy, but a castle is, like, royalty could live there, but it was... You mostly use as a military fortress.
Yeah. Like a fortified, like, wall or something.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So their poop would drain into the moat. Mm-hmm. So they are just literally surrounded by a ring of shit.
God, always.
Yeah.
And stagnant shit.
Yeah.
Like, just sludgy, sitting in there.
Stagnant.
Like, coming down
shit.
The walls. Yeah. You can see the things today. And, like, they're just.
Yeah. They're in. Like. Yeah. They're like, Mary over there, she just shit because I could see it coming out of the hole that connects to her bathroom.
That's like a lot. Like, I, you know, I think that I am. I didn't know this about myself. I think I'd be too shy.
I don't
want people. I would be so concerned in there. Like, oh no, is someone coming? Are they going to see this come down there? Are they judging my shit?
My mom's like, listen, when I was going over the bridge.
Oh, God.
Over the moat, I saw your tube that empties your poop, and it was those little deer droplets, and are you dehydrated? You're not eating enough fiber. I don't want anybody, I want to address that issue on my own.
That's the thing. I don't
want anybody knowing that.
And I don't need people to, like, I'm too shy with
this. People are like,
I don't want you to see it.
I heard that Maddie's tube only dumps poop once a week.
I'm like,
she could never bear children. Biggest insult of all.
So fucking true.
Back then,
no,
it,
like,
was.
And then, like, what if it's loud? Like, and people are coming
across
the bridge.
It plops.
Yeah.
What if it plops down?
Oh my gosh. This is, oh God. I don't recall this happening to me in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I think at this point it's pretty, I would tell you if you've been here long enough, you'd be like, no, she would. And I think I would be scarred by it, but it's something maybe I could have repressed. Anyways, I would, like, oh God, and now it's going to happen. So much wood I'm knocking on.
No.
But if I was at, like, someone's house or, like, like a public place or something and, like, clogged the toilet with shit, and, like, I knew that somebody was going to come in afterwards and have to look at my shit and know that it was me and it came out of me.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's, like, the most pristine.
Yeah.
Like, most, like, you know, what you picture in your mind.
Yeah.
Emoji-looking shit. I don't want you to see that.
No. Like, I don't care if I was taking those glitter or gold tablets to make my poops sparkly. I don't want you to see it. No.
Like, when I, like,
my poop does not want to be perceived.
Having my C-section, I, like, grabbed my husband's hands and looked him in the eye, and I was like, you cannot look over that sheet because I don't know why it is so important to me that you don't see my fucking insides. I don't want you to see my organs. I don't want you to see my insides sitting there on a
table. Then the illusion is broken, and you know at that point that I am a meat puppet.
I can't.
Like,
I
can't. Then what?
And they're not, like, different colors, like, on the little diagrams in the books. They're going to be all, like, beige and sludgy, and I don't want you to see it. And you're, no, I can't.
Yeah,
so
no.
I don't want you to see my shit either. No. I would have a fucking heart attack and die. I would just have to stay in that stall forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, the building closed. I picture it like there's a line. Like, there's a line, you know?
It has to be. Oh, it would be so bad. Like,
I can't.
None of these scenarios besides me being very rich. And oh god, and then if you're like rich, then like your maid is emptying your chamber pot and she's just like carrying your poop down the hall.
No, and she's gonna be like, you guys, look at this.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, yeah. Talk shit, and that's where we get the phrase
talking shit. Exactly.
Oh, no. This is like
it's bad. Just, okay. No. Like, it doesn't get better. It's still, like, fucking chamber pots and cesspits as we move on to, and I am clumping them together because not much changes
don't
here.
Say clumping.
Renaissance, so much clumping. Renaissance, Regency, Victorian era is, like, nothing's changing here. So, yeah. Like, we're just, like, okay. Lumping all that together. Clumping.
Oh,
and, yeah, chamber pots, cesspits, all the rage. Could be surprising. Since the first flushing toilet was invented in 1596...
15? That's a Tudor year.
It sure is. By Sir John Harrington.
Oh, God, I only know that because of South Park, and I hate that about myself.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it at all.
Yeah.
But it is Elizabeth I's godson, one of her gods.
Oh, I didn't know that!
Yes!
Mm-hmm. And, hey, girl.
Yep. And so he made that, and no one really liked it. No one really used it. Because the thing is, it is a flushing toilet. It is not our modern toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
The smells are coming back up.
Okay.
That has not changed.
No, you're not just going to come out and make a perfectly flushing toilet, like, first go.
Oh, my gosh. With, like, the pluggy thing in the tank. Like, all of that system, the little swirly pipe, which I will talk about. Like, all this took years to happen.
Yeah, no. The first go... Give John a break.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was probably just like you're sitting on it, you flip a switch, and it just like does opens a little door that like lets it into the pipe or cesspit below, and then like closes it.
Like a camper.
Yeah, that's probably what I was just thinking of just now when I was picturing it in my head. Is a camper
and
toilet.
The last time I've been in a camper was Renfrew.
Boop, boop, boop. Oh. In my parents' camper. It was the best. That was so great.
That was so fucking
We were
fun.
So fucking cold it's the like first night, and we were dying, but it was
close
so fun.
To September.
It's getting really close, actually, because October is my half birthday, and my birthday is next week. And so that means. This is kind of my birthday episode. Cute. It's a shitting episode for my birthday episode.
Yeah, it is the closest one to your birthday.
Yeah, it is of my episodes. That's cute. Yeah, cute shitting episode. It I is. Like a fun episode for my birthday, so I'm not even gonna like say that that's a bad thing.
No,
it's the one about poop. I think this is fun.
No, this is great. This is like interesting shit.
It is. This is interesting shit right now, right here, right now. No one used it. Most people preferred their chamber pots because like. Those toilets, like, even with the little door, like, it still stunk all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I rather have someone take something far away from me so I never smell it.
I'm going with the chamber pot so far.
Yeah. No, the chamber pot does sound like the best
option
at this point.
But with the chair, because my quads
With the
cannot.
Chair. No, I'm not squatting over.
No.
But some people did just squat over it. And I will touch on that in a second as well. Yeah, some houses did, as like time went on, some houses did start having more flushing toilets, a little more similar to ours.
Okay.
But again, they did stink because they weren't exactly like ours. In poor areas, cesspools would overflow because you had to pay a night soil man, is what it was called at this time, a night soil man, to clear it out if you couldn't afford it. Tough shit.
Like, where are they clearing it out to?
a larger cesspit outside of town is what I'm thinking.
And then it just stays in that. And then once that cesspit's filled, we dig another cesspit.
We dig another cesspit. Okay. And they're, like, selling that, a lot of that poop in that larger cesspit to farmers who are using it to compost.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So they're even making money off of it.
Yeah.
They're
profiting off of my shit?
Yes.
My Aquarius placements hate that.
But how cute, how much does your Pisces placement love that it's kind of cute that you're like, it's so fucking disgusting. It's not cute at all. But you could be like eating a vegetable that was like fertilized with your shit.
I'm giving that.
Yeah. Like it's like a full circle moment. That is. Right?
Okay. Well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Or that like an animal came and like ate the vegetable that was fertilized with your shit and then you ate that animal. That's a full circle. That is like a circle of life moment.
That's meta.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's some higher level.
Uh-huh. That is the circle of life.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, some overflowed. If you can't afford to have someone clear it out, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Chamber pots are still the it girl. They're being stored under beds usually. Like obviously not with stuff in them, but like when they're being unused, when and like have been emptied and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just like where they're stored is usually under the bed. Cause then at night you can just like pull that puppy out and you don't have to run outside to pee.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's where we come to like, you know, they're not always in a commode. Mm-hmm. They're sometimes just like a pot that you squat over.
Yeah.
Regency women were wearing no undies.
Okay.
So this made it a lot easier because they would just like step over. They weren't having to like pull their underwear down and sweat. Like, I wonder if even like if you got real good at aiming over these years.
Yeah.
Like you could just like spread your legs wide enough. You might be able to just like aim it in there.
You would get good at it.
You had to. Like this there was so much time.
You're doing this like often, you know, like.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I don't know if you remember this, Maddie. It was like during the pandemic, you and I don't even know if we watched it together or like maybe it was like one of the first times we got to see each other during the pandemic, but we watched the movie Emma together, the newer one with that really gorgeous actress. Is it Anna Joy Taylor?
Anya Taylor-Joy.
That's what it is. I was so close.
Okay, now I remember that movie. Yes. I was like, why can't I remember?
And she plays Emma. Yes. And they depicted that.
Yeah.
One of them, like, she, like, warms her butt by the fire. And she just, like, pulls her dress up, has no undies on.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, they weren't wearing underwear back then. So, if you're watching Bridgerton, you can just, like,
Yeah.
None of them were wearing underwear.
Not a single one of them.
They're not. And they're shitting in a pot. That's what they're doing. Yep. Like, if you're ready to forgive Colin for what he said about Penelope last season, think about him shitting over a pot. And then maybe you won't forgive him anymore because he deserves to work for her affection. That's all I'm saying about that.
And God. I'm no.
I'm so excited for the next season. Oh, it's so close. But yeah, so not much changed until basically our modern day toilets. But before I wrap up and tell you about our modern-day toilet,
yes,
I'm going to touch on the restroom situation at Versailles because it was such a fucking mess and there's gossip involved in this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Maddie has gone there more recently. I've been there, but Maddie's been there more recently. And you learned more about the bathroom situation than I did. And it's a lot of it is just summed up into like they did not have enough and people were pissing and shitting in corners of this gorgeous palace.
No, yeah, just like all over. Yeah, animals, people, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
animals, yeah, dogs,
It's so crazy and it's just so pristine and beautiful.
It's such a gorgeous palace.
That's another thing where like I just, my modern mind cannot like comprehend the level of contrast between seeing the beauty of Versailles, the beauty of the dresses.
Yeah.
What the makeup was doing because that was probably off-putting. And then also like just
the wigs.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like, shit everywhere.
And then there's just shit everywhere.
Like that is so much assault to the senses.
Exactly.
Like I just, wow, I wonder so hard. I wonder so hard what it looked like.
And this was like not the norm. People were coming from, ambassadors were coming from out, like from other countries being like, what is happening in Versailles? This is disgusting.
That's, yeah.
Like this was like not okay to everybody.
Thank you, everyone else. I'm glad that everyone had standards.
This was not the norm. It was known. It had a reputation. It built a reputation of being stinky, stinky, nasty. Mm. And there was only one toilet in the whole palace.
No.
Yes.
In all of Versailles.
The whole place had one toilet, which wouldn't be super weird if everyone were using chamber pots.
Yeah, yeah.
But they weren't. No. And when they were emptying them out of windows mm-hmm. into, like, the rocks and the gardens and stuff below.
Yeah.
When parties were hosted, people would just relieve themselves wherever they were in the gardens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the gardens fucking stunk. These beautiful gardens with all these fragrant flowers. Everything just smells like shit. There's just shit on flowers.
You're, like...
shit on trees.
Sitting there watching these fountains go off, you know, like, these world, like, renowned fountains and just, like, shit.
Yeah.
God, wow.
There's Antoine really just, like, shitting in a corner over there. Yeah, like,
they were awful. All just so fucked up all the time that there's, like, whatever.
They just, like, yeah, it's fine. Just go wherever. You want another glass of champagne? But eventually there were 300 commodes, but that's not enough. There is a lot of people. There's a lot of things going on. It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And people were still just, like, with these commodes even. People are just, like, going fucking wherever.
Right.
It didn't matter. So here's some stinky gossip.
Okay. Because
it's a rumor. We don't know if it's true. There was a rumor once that Marie Antoinette was taking a nighttime stroll through the gardens when a chamber pot was emptied out of a window. No. Like, so the, yeah, the contents didn't hit her.
Okay.
But they, like, barely missed her. And she was, like, walking with a companion, too. And barely missed the two of them.
Yeah.
And they look up. And the window that it came out of belonged to Madame Du Barry, the king's, Marie's father-in-law, the king's mistress that Marie fucking hated. The one that, like, she notoriously said to, like, there's a lot of people at Versailles today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
My mouth was so far open during that whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That bitch would.
She would. She so did that.
Oh yeah, she did. She so did
that. That's a thing that she did.
She was waiting. She knew about that nighttime walk for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure it was like a routine walk that she took. Yeah. And now, like, of course Marie went and, like, had her little country house because Versailles stunk.
Yeah, man.
It was stinky.
God.
But this, like, stinky situation isn't good for the French. It's embarrassing. People are, like, talking about it. And, like, the whole thing is that this place is, like, beautiful and wonderful and otherworldly. And then you have, like, Antoine shitting in a corner.
That's what I'm saying. It's
No. It's not working.
This is a... Yeah, no.
So Louis the 16th finally, like, had people come every night and, like, clean up the shit from corners. And then also brought in, like, they dug up orange trees from the gardens and potted them and put them inside to, like, bring the fragrance inside.
Yeah.
But it's, like... But, dude, people are shitting outside, too, and, like, the orange trees aren't helping out there. No. They're not going to help in here.
No, there's only so much masking
that you, like, can do.
Citrus scent can do with
you this can't, situation. Like, take a nasty shit on the floor and then, like, fill the room with Febreze and, like, call it a day. You're still going to smell the shit.
You are, yeah.
I'm sorry, Febreze. You can tell me all you want that, like, the smell's going to be gone. It's not. You're going to smell both.
Versailles.
Oh, God. So, there's... The orange trees did, like, help a little bit, and he tried, and we can appreciate that he tried.
Yeah, yeah.
But in 1768, the king, queen, and dauphin finally had their own toilets. But it was just them for, like, a while.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But now we're, like, wrapping it up with our modern toilets.
It's just, God, I'm sorry. It's, like, I don't know why I guess I assumed with the Versailles of it all that, like, the king and queen weren't doing that, though. Like, I assumed that they had, like, a chamber pot situation, but, like...
I bet that they did. But I, like, do think that they probably had a chamber pot, like, or, like, a maid on hand that, like, had a chamber pot with it. You know, like, I don't see it also being them, but also, like, people gave so little shits, or a lot of them, you know, that, like, they were just doing it. They just went. No shame at all.
I also heard in Versailles, I have no clue where I heard this. I do not know if it's accurate. I'm just going to say it, though, because I heard it. Why not? I heard that, like, they would do, like, these, like, little gravy boat-looking things.
Yeah.
And, like, put them, like, for the ladies, you know, and so they, like, put them under their skirts, like, between their thighs. So
that's actually brilliant. To,
like, right.
And pee, and if it would, it's, like, just to pee.
Sit in there.
Yeah.
And just to pee.
That's so smart.
Yeah. And then, like, you kind of, like, open your thighs a little bit. And, like, maybe
I did see pictures of ones looking like that. That
okay,
look like
okay,
gravy
thank,
boats.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God. Okay. Because I was like, I swear that I
that, that is for sure a thing.
Somewhere. Yeah. And even then, I'm like, oh my gosh, I still don't think I could, like, clench something in my thighs and pee.
I don't know if I could, like,
relax.
It's someone, I've got to, like, hold hold it up in there for sure.
Yeah, like I gotta. But like,
oh, I'd be holding it a lot though. I wouldn't like want to do that, and then I would like get a bladder infection and die.
Oh my god,
that's probably what would happen.
We belong here.
We belong here. I belong here with my flushing toilet and my rights.
I know. If we could just nowhere take else. Those though with mm-hmm. us, then we could not be here.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. But our modern toilets have only become a big thing since the 19th century. So we use something called the double curve toilet. So when you look, when you're cleaning like the bottom part of your toilet, you know, and you see like the pipe that goes like wah, 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 wah,
yeah.
That there is like a huge purpose to that, obviously. It was invented by Alexander Cummings, and the toilet was, because of that double curve, was successfully able to keep all that stink and methane and everything from getting back into the home. It has the water that traps it all under there. So it flushes smart. It away. Yep. And then it has the, like, suction thingy in the tank, and that helps. Like, that is when we finally get the modern toilet.
We are so lucky.
Oh, we're so lucky. Oh, my God. And sewage treatment plants have only become a big thing in the past, like, 100 years. And so now our waterways are a lot more safe from poo than they ever have been.
Thank God.
Thank God for sewage treatment plants. But, like, that's a relatively new thing. Yeah. Like, a very new thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I'm going to, like, end on a bummer. But I'm going to, like, then...
A bummer.
But then, like, wrap it up with a call to action. Which we, like, never do call to action. Wow, but not. I'm going to do that in the poop episode. Can you believe
Jesus,
it?
Jesus. I'm so excited to hear it. Is it...
Okay, well, here's my bummer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because remember, this starts with a bummer. Yeah, which wasn't just said for the bum part.
I literally got so excited about bum.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, here's the thing: is that today there are still millions of people across the world who die from unhygienic living conditions, often stemming from a lack of access to toilets. So 500,000 people died in 2016 alone due to this problem.
Oh my God!
Yeah. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Provides sustainable sanitation services to communities as a part of the work that they do.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will put a link in our show notes to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation if you would like to donate, because that foundation does a lot of very, very, very amazing things, especially in South Asian countries and like very rural parts of Africa, like sub-Saharan Africa.
Oh my God, I love
so
love
yeah
that.
Like they provide a lot of like contraceptive services, like help people like build farms, stuff like that. They like try to make the communities self-sustaining.
Yeah.
Rather than like jumping in, giving them a bunch of shit and running away.
Right, yeah.
They like work with them.
Make it work in the long
run. Like in the long run. And so they build these sustainable bathrooms for them. Like they prioritize like putting them in children's schools and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Like it's a really great thing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna like just link that just as like if that makes you feel empowered. Like if you were like, oh my gosh, that's fucking disgusting this whole episode, like people still live this way.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and like link that so that if you're feeling that way and you feel like you want to donate, you can.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it. We're gonna do a little mini fresh cup and
whoop, whoop, whoop.
Bye
bye
bye. Now it's time for like a little tiny baby fresh cup.
Ooh, a fresh sip.
Yeah, a fresh sip.
Cute.
That's cute. Okay, this is super short because this poop episode was longer than I thought it was going to be.
We had a lot going on in the background of this episode.
We've had a dog crying. Office dog was crying a lot.
God.
Like there was a lot of like doors shutting and
it
like
was
noise.
A lot going on, man. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So here's just going to be a short one. This is on subreddit Petty Revenge, and the title is Landlord Decided to Kick Out Tenant with a Beautiful Garden That the Person Had Planted Himself and Uses the Garden to Increase Rent.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, a tenant
yeah,
puts in a beautiful garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the landlord was like...
Like, get the fuck out.
I could get more money.
Me.
Yeah. Well, not even, like, because of the garden. They just, like, kicked them out. Because they
just
wanted...
to get more money? Because they improved the value that much?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
So they knew that
no.
the next tenant they could get more money from them.
That is disgusting.
That's disgusting. Okay.
Ew. So, no, that's not it. I thought that was it.
No. So it's super short, though. Friend is being kicked out of his flat that has a garden because the landlord wants to charge much, much higher rent. Friend has carefully removed every single thing he planted. Mm-hmm. Landlord, it's worth more with all the fucking plants. How am I meant to get more rent now?
Are you joking?
Are you kidding me right now?
Are you... you?
Also, if they are legitimately moving, they could, like, repot those and bring them to their new place.
Oh, 100... Oh, yeah, when they say carefully removed,
that's... Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Babies are coming with me. This person's a gardener.
This is my garden, yeah.
The person, like, said it out loud. Like,
that's insane.
Wrong? People are really shocking.
Yeah. The best bit is that he waited until landlord had taken loads of photos for the garden for the advert, had people around to view, and had been told contracts had been signed by the new tenants who are expecting a beautiful garden as opposed to a bare patch of dirt that now exists.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's not even like petty revenge.
No, that is just like,
yeah, dude.
That's just what you do.
That's terrible.
That's so fucked up.
That is like, God, and you're just going to go to sleep at night.
Yep, and that's like just fine to you.
And like you've just displaced these people yep. after all their hard work so you can get more money.
That's insane.
Because it's just not enough for you.
Uh-huh, nope. That's so sick. My well, that was like the little mini
placements. Hate it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But oh, like
our Pisces and Aries so placements. Love you guys.
Yeah, I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
'Cause no, honestly, like I feel things like happening in my lower intestine.